This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Darwin, D-A-R-W-I-N, middle initial E, last name Pesca, P like Paul, E-S-K-A, date of birth June 4th, 1940. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Pesca, who is an 83-year-old male who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since January of 2022. We do have labs through MyMichigan in August of 2020 with a creatinine level of 1.3 at that time. That would have been prior to his last cardiac catheterization done that year. So after that, though, January 1st, 22, creatinine was 1.6, estimated GFR 42. January 3rd, 22, creatinine 1.6. January 5th, 22, creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR 45. 11/7 of 23, creatinine 1.68, estimated GFR 40. Then 1/19 of 24, creatinine 1.72, estimated GFR 39. The patient is having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He does have known benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms. He used to see Dr. Kirby in Mount Pleasant, K-I-R-B-Y, but he has left the state of Michigan and has moved down to Florida. And that's the last urologist he has seen. He reports that he did have a bladder scan in Dr. Kirby's office at one of his last visits that showed no urine left in the bladder after emptying his bladder. He has no symptoms of worsening of prostate disorder at this time either. He's got a good strong flow of urine, no dribbling or minimal dribbling, no incontinence. He does have urinary urge incontinence, and he reports that the Mirbetric has been very helpful in controlling those symptoms. Currently, he denies headache or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. He does have known coronary artery disease, and he's had multiple cardiac casts and 5 stents placed total. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. He has minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. He has had a cough for several months, and he's been on multiple courses of antibiotics. He doesn't bring up any sputum, but it is a persistent, wet-sounding cough. He does have bad arthritis. He reports he used to take medicine for gout many years ago, but hasn't been on it for several years. And he's had gout in one of his great toes. And he reports inflammation and pain in his right index proximal interphalangeal joint. That started about 4 or 5 days ago, and he couldn't even bend the joint. It was red and tender. It is still red, but it's much less tender at this point. So that actually could be a gout flare-up in that hand. He does have neuropathy of both feet, he reports. No edema. He was told at one point he had congestive heart failure after his heart attack, but the symptoms have resolved. He was on Lasix for a short period of time, but he has not been on that for several years. Past medical history is significant for the coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. He's had the NSTEMI, N like November, these are all caps, S like Sam, T like Tom, E like Echo, M like Mary, I. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, also history of osteoarthritis. He's had a mild stroke without residual symptoms, obstructive sleep apnea, a history of gout in the past, and neuropathy of the lower extremities. Past surgical history, he has had a colonoscopy, right knee surgery in 2021, cholecystectomy, multiple cardiac catheterizations. The most recent one was in August of 2020, and 5 stents have been placed in total. Social history, the patient quit smoking in 1995, He occasionally consumes alcohol. He does not use illicit drugs. He is married, and he's a retired coach for sports. Family history is significant for diabetes in his grandfather. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he was allergic to Darvon when that was on the market, caused vomiting. Medications, Tylenol, 325 milligram daily as needed for pain. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Cinnamon, he takes 2,000 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray, 1 spray to each nostril daily. Glucosamine with chondroitin daily. Synthroid, 200 microgram daily. Metoprolol is 25 milligram once a day. Mirbetric, 50 milligram daily. Lovaza, 1 gram. He takes 1,000 milligram twice a day. Pravastatin, 40 milligram daily. And Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. He does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He occasionally uses topical CBD oil for back pain and sometimes joint pain, and that has been very effective. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 283 pounds, pulse 77, oxygen saturation 94% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 130 over 84. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. He does have the frequent cough, non-productive, although it does sound moist. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, he's got one plus edema of ankles and feet bilaterally, slightly worse on the left than on the right. Decreased sensation in both feet and toes. And labs, in addition to the creatinine that were previously described, the most recent labs were done January 19th, 2024. Creatinine 1.72, GFR 39, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1, sodium 138, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.5, parathyroid hormone 76.2, that's very mildly elevated, and it's very commonly related to chronic kidney disease. So we will continue to follow that and monitor it. Hemoglobin is 15.2 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis, negative for blood, and negative for protein. And we have the most recent nuclear medicine stress test that he had, and that was done 9/20 of 23, and that was negative for reversible defects, and his ejection fraction was noted to be 65%. His last echocardiogram was done 8/16 of 2020. That showed an ejection fraction 55 to 60, with no significant diastolic dysfunction or no valvular dysfunction at that point. And the last cardiac cath was done August 18th of 2020 in Midland. And they put a stent in the first obtuse marginal branch of the circumflex artery, reducing stenosis from 99% to 0% at that time. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels since 2022. We suspect there's been no progression of chronic kidney disease. It is relatively stable. We suspect his baseline is between 40 and 45 estimated GFR currently. Also, he has benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms, with good urinary output and good flow. If he develops changes in his signs and symptoms of decreased urinary output, we will have him undergo a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. But currently, that's not necessary as he does not appear to have obstructive symptoms. We would like him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months. He can use topical NSAIDs like Voltaren gel, and the CBD ointment is also fine to help control pain. And he should minimize the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, and the patient understands. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.